Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, we're going to be looking at three of the world's greatest accidental scientific discoveries. So I wonder if you can guess which discoveries I'm going to talk about today. Well, before we look at them, let's have a look at some vocabulary that I'll be using in today's podcast. So I'd like to start with the word breakthrough. One word, breakthrough, which is a noun which means an important discovery or event that helps to improve a situation or provide an answer to a problem. A breakthrough. Next is the word cure. And this is a verb. It could be a noun as well, a cure, but in the context of today's podcast, it is a verb. To cure. And this means to make someone with an illness healthy again. To cure someone. Next, deadly. Deadly. This is an adjective and it means something that is likely to cause death. For example, a deadly weapon, a deadly virus. Next is a phrasal verb, to come about. And to come about means to happen or to start to happen, to come about. Next, the word mould, M-O-U-L-D. And this is something which grows, possibly it could grow on someone's walls. It's a soft green or grey growth that develops on old food or objects such as walls. When wet, warm air comes in, it's called mold. Next, a sample. This is a noun, and a sample is a small amount of something that shows you what the rest is or should be like. Next, growth. Growth is something, it could be a person, an animal, or even a plant, increasing in size, and it's about the process. Growth. Next, shellac. Shellac is a substance obtained from an insect that is melted into small thin pieces and then is used to make varnish. This is a word that I didn't know until right now, so that's what it is. Shellac. Next, insulator. An insulator is a material or covering that electricity, heat, or sound cannot go through. Insulator. Next, to heat up. This is a phrasal verb, and it means to make something warm or hot. And now another phrasal verb, to turn out. Turn out means to happen in a particular way or to have a particular result. How did it turn out? How did it go in the end? Next, synthetic. Synthetic products are made from artificial substances, often copying a natural product. Okay, next, durable. If something is durable, it is able to last and be used for a long time without becoming damaged. Next, the word melt. If something melts, it turns from something solid into something soft or a liquid, like cheese. Cheese melts. And finally, to patent. And this is a verb, but it's also a noun, a patent. And a patent is a license which gives you the rights for an invention. It's called a patent. And the action of getting this is to patent. Okay, so listen out for those words in today's episode. Okay, so number one, of course, one of the biggest medicinal breakthroughs in history is penicillin, the first true antibiotic which could completely cure patients of deadly infectious diseases. It came about while Dr. Alexander Fleming was experimenting with the influenza virus. After leaving his laboratory to go on a 2-week holiday, he came back and found that a type of mold had contaminated his samples of influenza virus and prevented its normal growth. This kick-started the invention of a drug which could clear a bacterial infection. Our second accidental scientific discovery. At the beginning of the 20th century, a Belgian scientist called Leo Hendrik accidentally invented Bakelite, the name he gave to plastic. He was initially trying to find a substitute for shellac, an expensive natural electrical insulator that was very much needed in America, with the increasing demand for electricity in the country. However, the mixture of chemicals that he had heated up turned out to be a unique product, the first fully synthetic plastic. Not only was it a good insulator, but it was also durable, heat-resistant, and could be moulded into almost any shape. And the third accidental discovery. In the 1940s, during World War II, an American company was working on developing technology that could be used in radar defense. Percy Spencer, an engineer at the company, noticed that while working, a chocolate bar in his pocket had started to melt due to the microwaves. He tested his new invention by making popcorn, then developed a device with the shape of a box that could cook food much faster than regular heating ovens. He got a patent, and voila, the first microwave was ready to be sold. Okay, did you know about any of those, or did you learn something new today, not just with some vocabulary, but also with those stories? Thanks for listening to today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And remember, you can find all my contact details if you're interested in taking classes or would like to send me some feedback about the podcast. I always like hearing from you. My website is learnenglishwithben.com. You can find all my details there. Have a great day, and I'll see you soon for another podcast.